This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
In about a half an hour, we will find out how many jobs were created in the U.S. last month and what the new unemployment rate is. Economists are expecting a lackluster report from the Labor Department. So what does that mean for wages for people who already have jobs? Here's Marketplace's Noel King.
For most of us, wages, when adjusted for inflation, are dropping or staying about the same. Heidi Scherholz is a labor economist with the Economic Policy Institute.
When there are so few job opportunities, employers know that workers don't have outside options. So they actually don't have any need to pay workers wage increases because the workers aren't going to leave.
Scherholz says workers are increasingly productive, but wages aren't keeping pace. She says raising them would spur spending and growth.
More money in their pockets would mean that they would be able to spend money on goods and services that would generate economic activity.
That probably sounds good to workers, but the American Enterprise Institute's Michael Strain says you have to look at the people who would be signing those bigger paychecks, employers.
If it's more expensive to hire workers, then firms are going to hire fewer of them.
Which might not be so good for the economy. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.